most memorable English reading experience, it's in my undergraduate, because I study English literature, and the way people read English books in the university is very different from those in secondary school, yeah, because they always want to have original ideas from reading literature and analyze the text very thoroughly and deeply, so I think it's quite memorable.
So how do you usually analyze the text when you're doing, you know, the activity you're talking about?
There are actually many ways. Like, you can analyze it from a feminist point of view, or masked, or post-colonial. There's a lot of ways. So yeah, and we usually look for some quotes that you can support your argument. Yeah.
I see. Do you mind briefly tell me how you organize the writing process of your analysis?
Organize?
Yeah, or basically how you gather ideas, or how to convince the reader, you know, is a legitimate point.
I usually read the book like twice, and then highlight all the quotes I think useful, and then to see if there is any connection between these quotes.
I see. So talking about so you're from an English major. So any interesting things happened when you're in class?
About reading?
Sometimes
I don't remember which one, but it's interesting to see, like, when all the students are reading the same poem, but they have different, they have different interpretations, and that's what I find very interesting.
I see. Do you remember any examples you could share?
Because that happens quite often. I assume it's like every poem can anything.
Sure, take a time.
Like more than poetry, so.
So, you know, because we're recording conversation and the audience couldn't, you know, read the poetry, so do you mind briefly tell me about what the poem Stealing the Line is about?
This poem describes a scenario. I think it's about domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
But then, because the sentences are broken, so readers may get different interpretations when they try to make sense of these sentences, because the connection is not rightly presented in front of us, because the sentences are broken, so maybe you may understand the story in a different way. Yeah.
I see, so I guess you're talking about the poem just now you're talking about is The Father by Ralph Dickey?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you know, for people when they are new to reading poems, like, what advice would you give them in order to ease into the analyzing or reading process of it?
Don't be afraid to have a different feel, because I think reading poetry is interesting because it allows more possibilities. So if you don't concentrate on finding a fixed meaning, then you will enjoy the pleasure of reading poetry.